WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after six. It's 49 degrees at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The group calling for more workforce training in Brazos County has passed the halfway point in their petition drive towards creating a local community college district.
Members of the Talent Initiative Steering Committee of the Research Valley Partnership say they have 1 month to double the 5,500 signatures collected so far, with the goal of tripling what they have now. College Station Mayor Carl Mooney says there are companies that would love to grow, but cannot because training is not available locally.
If we don't do workforce education in the right way, we are going to see Bryan and College Station slowly become an economic wasteland.
Committee co-chairman Ivan Olson also announced the committee is waiting for Blinn College to complete an open records request filed by the city of Bryan seeking financial records. That's part of the committee's attempt to see how much it would cost to buy Blinn's campuses in Brazos County.
Can't emphasize enough, until we get all the financial information we need, it's very difficult to know what is the number that would make sense. And when we get those figured out, it's still got to make a good business decision for not only Brazos County, but Washington County.
Petitions and more information is available online at BrazosTalentInitiative.org. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Texas A&M President Michael Young has announced the same night a white nationalist speaker is on campus, a university-wide Aggies United event will be held at Kyle Field. The president stated in a news release he shares the outrage and indignation of Richard Spencer and the private citizen who was sponsoring Spencer's appearance. The president's statement in its entirety is available online at WTAW.com. The Environmental Protection Agency has announced settlements have been reached with Texas A&M and five other universities in the state regarding hazardous waste violations. A spokesman at the EPA regional office in Dallas says A&M has corrected the violations and has paid a civil penalty of $61,000. This involved A&M's geochemical and environmental research facility located across Graham Road from Cypress Grove Intermediate School. An EPA investigation that was completed in May determined that between 2011 and 2013, A&M failed to notify regulators it was generating more hazardous waste than was allowed, which was more than 220 pounds a month. The Bryan School Board has a draft timeline for selecting the district's next superintendent following a discussion Monday night with consultants. The initial goal is to conduct interviews in February with the possibility of voting on a sole finalist in March. Marion Strauss with the Texas Association of School Boards, who is a former superintendent, told the board earlier this month it's an advantage to getting a new person in place sooner rather than later.
It may seem a little odd, but with superintendents, it's a little bit different than with teachers, because you know you deal with their contracts and their evaluations at a different time than you do teachers. So it's really a good time to do that.
The Bryan board also took the opportunity Monday night to select officers for the upcoming year. Following an executive session, Trey Moore was elected president, Mark McCall vice president, and Felicia Benford as secretary. A College Station convenience store clerk was held up at gunpoint shortly before 10:30 yesterday morning. Police are still looking for a white man, possibly in his mid-20s, who ran away with an undisclosed amount of money from the Valero on Harvey Road across the street from Sonic. No one was injured. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 6. It's 49 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or online at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
This holiday season, Santa's not the only one bearing gifts. Ho, ho, ho! It's Repo Joe! It's the three-day holiday Repo Joe sale at Atkinson Toyota. Shop Atkinson Toyota's complete inventory of over 160 pre-owned bargains, including trade-ins, auction purchases, lease terminations, and repos. Pay just $27 down, then make the payments posted on the windshield, some just $89 a month.
Stock number 17-02-77A, 2008 Honda Civic. Selling price $53.88. 72 months at 2.9% APR, $27 down, plus tax, title, and license, with proof credit.
It's Repo Joe, and the holidays are here early. Give yourself the gift of a great used car at a great bargain. All prices and payments are posted on the windshield so you can see your savings on the spot. Pay just $27 down with payments from just $89 a month. This is the one used car event you can't miss this holiday season. Rush to Atkinson Toyota in Bryan and Madisonville now through Saturday, or go online at RepoJoe.com. Subject to prior sale.
Good morning, it's 6:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Action Sports. home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself. Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
We should enjoy considerable sunshine across the area for today as high pressure settles in behind a frontal system that went across the state yesterday. It'll be breezy today. Temperatures will make their way up close to 65. We're going to be clear tonight near 40, a few spots dipping into the 30s overnight. Tomorrow, sunshine and 65 to 70. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, not as cool, lows around 45. It'll cloud up Friday. There could be showers and storms in the afternoon, 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll take a look at some of the big stories in college football, including the strong words Houston's Tillman Fertitta had for the Big 12. Meanwhile, in high school football, we'll hear from Will Compton about his decision to step down as head coach of the Rutter Rangers. In the NBA, the Rockets fell to the Utah Jazz in Salt Lake City, while the Spurs saw their 9-game winning streak come to an end at the hands of the Magic. And Johnny Manziel is in possibly more legal hot water. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Johnny, Johnny, Johnny.
Oh, yeah. Johnny. Yeah, well. Oh, man.
What are you going to do?
I'm not going to worry about it.
Good point.
All right, so I'm looking at the weekend weather, and we don't get white Christmases. We get wet Christmases, and, you know, we've got, I think, the big music concert is going on at A&M this weekend with the Singing Cadets and all those.
It is. Their holiday on the quad.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. They got that going on. Of course, we have the Christmas parade, which will be happening. And is that on Sunday?
Is that on Sunday. Yeah. And so is the quad thing. I think that's Sunday night.
Yeah. So a 50% chance of rain and a high of 54.
Ooh, nice. Ooh. Yeah. Good, so, good. And then I think there's, I think George Bush Library holiday in the Rotunda.
That's going on.
Saturday.
Right. And then the Christmas Bazaar is going on at Brazos Center as well.
That's inside, though, right?
Yeah, it is. But you got to walk in to see it.
Right.
Okay, so we're looking at 30% chance of rain on Friday, 70% Friday night, 80% on Saturday, 70% on Saturday night, and 50% on Sunday.
Great timing.
Yeah. Again, so it'll be maybe that
kind
of.
Thank you, weatherman.
Yeah, and I'm just glad that, you know, this year I decided not to be one of the elves walking along next door. Santa Claus.
Good call. Good call.
Yeah. And, but Santa, I'm sure, will have stories.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
As Santa.
Always does.
Yeah. All right. So a new New Hampshire town that said it wouldn't be decorated with lights this season because of code issues with a utility, now has a glimmer of hope. The Portsmouth Herald reports that Exeter town officials have been talking to Unitil, who I guess is their utility provider, and looking to get an electrician to install a needed meter and utility pole panel so they can set up their lights. Did they not have one before?
I know, right?
They said they installed some new poles, the utility company did, this summer, that changed the overall electrical layout of downtown. Oh, I see.
Okay. There's the problem.
Spokesperson for the utility company said that the lighted garlands get close to energized electrical lines that can't be within 40 inches. So they offered to do some line work. The local fire and public works departments are pitching in, so they'll be able to light up Exeter.
Yeah, that would be so sad.
It would, because, you know, we just did the big lights on in downtown Bryan a couple of weekends ago, and it's just, you've got to have it. It has to be part
of
the spirit.
You have to.
So, glad to know that Exeter, New Hampshire will get their holiday lights. That's right. We couldn't say Christmas
holiday.
Lights.
No, you gotta say holiday lights,
guys. Holiday
inclusive.
Lights.
Inclusive.
Info? Yeah.
Mation.
What does a Kwanzaa light look like?
That's a good question.
Yeah. Just wondering about
it. Good thing we have Google.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we can do Google images for Kwanzaa lights. Got it. We'll be looking for that.
Oh, goodness.
And they'll be on sale at Target this week, I'm sure,
yes,
too.
Kwanzaa lights?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I need some.
Yeah, who doesn't?
This year, Blue Baker and Brian Broadcasting are asking you to add someone you've never met to your Christmas list. You can help provide gifts for local children and special needs adults with our annual Christmas Angels Drive. Paper angels with Christmas gift wishes are hanging on the Christmas trees at all three College Station Blue Baker locations. Choose your angel and shop for the gifts, then return the wrapped gifts to the trees at Blue Baker. The last day to drop off angel gifts is Wednesday, December 14th. Thank you for helping make a Merry Christmas for a Christmas Angel.
And, you know, Christmas Angels, this morning we're going to be broadcasting from Blue Baker. And, of course, when Tom Turbyville found out there was free food involved, he's
he said,
there.
Sign me
exactly.
up.
Exactly, yep. So he'll be at the brand new one out at Tower Point.
Yeah, I haven't been out there yet.
Me neither.
Yeah, yeah. We'll be talking. It's got a playground outside.
Oh, wow.
It does. So we'll see if Tom's going to go out there because, you know, the metal on the playground stuff will be kind of chilly this morning.
Yeah. Live remote from the slide.
Yeah, exactly. Here, wee! Yeah, that'll be fun. All right, so it's Stay Home Because You're Well Day. What is that about? How does that happen? Stay home
because you're well.
And how did we miss out on that?
I did not get the memo.
It's a good day to take off work. According to WellCat.com, the creators of this special day, the objective is to call in well to your work. It's as simple as that.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure that would have gone over well this morning.
As they say, we recommend using extreme caution and good judgment.
Yeah.
Following the concept of this day could get you a reprimand or cost you your job. So they figure as long as they tell you that, they're in the clear.
Exactly. Yeah. I was going to say, they have to save their own hives.
Okay, well, so disclaimer.
There. All right, so that's that going on. It's Computer Security Day.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, why don't you try that more than just once a day?
Yeah.
Someone tell Hillary.
Yeah. Whoop. Oh, what you said. Oh, my goodness. It's National Moose Day. That's the M-O-U-S-S-E stuff.
Oh.
Not the critter, but the eating
the critter. A large mammal.
That'd be the one. Exactly.
Nope.
So we got 25 shopping days until Christmas, 32 days left in the year. See, that's what we'll do. We'll do that. We'll do that countdown now.
Ooh, okay.
Just in case it sneaks up on people. And it shouldn't, because yesterday we told guys exactly.
We told them.
Yeah. You know, if you don't know now, it's your own dang fault.
Yep. Yeah.
All right. So this is day 335. We got about 31 of them to go. And we got some birthdays.
Yeah, we do got birthdays. Kaylee Cuoco is 31. That's Penny from The Big Bang Theory.
Yeah, another one of those people who makes like $1 million. A week.
I know. And she probably makes the least out of all of them and I think had the most acting experience going into that show.
Yeah.
Wow. She's been in a ton of stuff.
Also, we got Alicia Cuthbert, or is it Cuthbert, I think?
Cuthbert, I think it's Cuthbert.
Yeah, she's 34. That was she was Kiefer Sutherland's daughter on 24.
Right.
Clay Aiken, former
American Idol.
Runner-up. Yeah, American Idol runner-up. He's 38, and he also tried to run for Congress, but I don't think he
succeeded in running. He just didn't succeed in getting elected.
In winning,
Mm-hmm. Amy Ryan's 47. She was Holly on The Office.
Oh, yeah.
Michael Scott's love interest.
Yeah.
Ben Stiller is 51 today.
He's pretty funny.
Funny and pretty rich at this point.
Yeah, he's doing well.
Bo Jackson.
Oh.
54.
Gotta know Bo.
Oh,
If you haven't seen the 30 for 30 on him, it's pretty interesting.
It is. I haven't seen a lot of them, but I have seen that one, and it's really, really good.
Very different guy.
He is. He is.
And he was highly talented, just very, very talented in baseball and football.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, very cool. Billy Idol is 61.
Dancing with Myself.
That's right.
Yeah.
Have you seen
him?
No.
Well, I'm watching a documentary that he's one of the people they talk to. He is in great shape.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
it was weird. You remember the movie Wedding Singer with Adam Sandler?
Yeah. Yes, when he makes the guest appearance there at the end.
He looks just like he did in the 80s.
I know.
Yeah, pretty
I know.
Amazing. Pretty
crazy.
Yeah.
So apparently he doesn't age. He's got that Keith Richards thing going on. Uh-huh. Mandy Patinkin is 64.
Oh, wow.
Inigo Montoya.
Yes, exactly. Well, and a lot of other stuff, too.
A lot of other stuff. Yeah,
yeah
definitely. Yeah. He's in Homeland right now, actually.
Yes. Yes, he is.
Director Ridley Scott is 79.
Done a lot of stuff.
Yeah, Alien, Gladiator, Blade Runner, all kinds of stuff. And G. Gordon Liddy is 86 today.
Oh, yeah, there you are.
And Robert Guillaume is 89. Benson.
Benson, and he also was the first African-American to play the Phantom of the Opera.
Yeah,
oh, cool.
Yeah, he did that. And David Mamet, I just happen to like him. He's a playwright. If you've never seen the Broadway player or movie, Glenn Ross. It's pretty dang good. Anyway, he's 69 years old. And Dick Clark, had he taken, well, he took pretty good care of himself.
Yeah,
but he would have been 87 today.
Wow.
Just in case that, and Winston Churchill, but Winston Churchill didn't take really good care. And Mark Twain, all those people were born on this day. There you are, it's 6:20.
It's time for Caldwell Country Chevrolet's year-end clearance sale. The 2017s are arriving daily, and the remaining 2016s must be sold. Take advantage of Caldwell Country Chevrolet's year-end clearance with rock-bottom pricing on 2016 and 2017 models. Massive discounts on over 100 pre-owned models. It's Caldwell Country Chevrolet's legendary year-end clearance sale. Call, come by, or click CaldwellCountryChevrolet.com. Caldwell Country Chevrolet, just a conversation away.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So President Obama recently sat down with Rolling Stone magazine for a post-election interview. So when he was asked what went wrong in the 2016 race, who did he blame for the Democrats' crushing loss? Well, of course, Fox News. And he told the magazine, in this election, white working-class voters turned out in huge numbers for Trump. And I think that part of it has to do with our inability, our failure to reach those voters effectively. Now, part of it is Fox News and every bar and restaurant and big chunks of the country, but part of it is also Democrats not working at a grassroots level. Well, Mr. President, Fox News is not to blame for Hillary's loss. Hillary lost in part because of you and your failure, but also her corrupt and criminal nature, and because the American people are sick and tired of failed leftist statist policies.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, by now, you've heard me talking about the most fun, the most clever party game my family's ever played. It's called the Wits and Wagers party game. Well, now there's a reason I keep talking about it, because it's just fun. Now, we play the game, and it's really cool to watch. Everyone gathers around the table. Now, it's fast-paced. It's a fun game. Your entire family can play and enjoy. And as soon as you start playing, a miracle happens. People put down their gadgets, their phones, their iPads, and they start talking to each other. What a miracle. Next thing you know, the room is filled with cheers and laughter and memories are being created. Now, I don't know any other game that does that and brings families together like Wits and Wagers. You're going to create memories for a lifetime. It's a big hit. And one reason is that anybody, any age can win. So get the game that we love to play at the Hannity household. It's called Wits and Wagers Party Game. It's a huge hit. You'll find it anywhere. You can get it at a Target, Toys R Us, and Barnes & Noble. The best, most fun game you've ever played. Wits and Wagers. Wits and Wagers.
More Brazos Valley residents are without food this year.
But with the help of the community, many of them will once again have food on the table. I'm Steve Fulhart.
And I'm Carla Castillo. Join us for the 21st annual KBTX Food for Families Food Drive Wednesday, December 7th at any of these four locations.
We'll be at the Brazos Center in Bryan, the Kimbrough Center in Madisonville, Mid-South Synergy in Navasota, and Navasota Valley Electric in Franklin. Drop off your donation of non-perishable food and grocery items to restock the Brazos Valley Food Bank.
We hope you'll join us in the fight against hunger this holiday season.
With your money now. Well, the market's rallying a bit today to close modestly higher on the back of some positive economic news. The Commerce Department reported a better-than-expected revision to the pace of third-quarter GDP growth. Elsewhere, Standard & Poor's said that home price growth in the major U.S. metro areas held steady in September, and the Conference Board said that consumer confidence was riding a 9-year high in the month of November. That causing stocks to finish higher. The Dow up 23 points today to 19,121. The S&P was up 3 points to 2204, while the NASDAQ was up 11 points to 5379. Well, DirecTV's new online video streaming service is set to launch tomorrow. The service will reportedly offer access to more than 120 channels on plans that start at around $35 a month. The platform gives users access to live TV on tablets, smartphones, smart TV, and other connected devices. Users will have to use their own broadband connection unless they use AT&T Wireless. In that case, data use for the service will be unlimited. AT&T is the parent company of DirecTV. And that's your money now.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How much can you save?
How about a 5,000 square foot building for under $39,000?
So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-95-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction.
Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. Don't spend thousands more than you should. Call 866-957-8335.
Deals are cropping up at Normanton Tractor. That means up to $4,500 in rebates on Kubota tractors, RTVs, and mowers. And get lower prices and larger cash rebates, zero down financing, zero APR on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501F 25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5 foot Land Pride shredder, 5 foot Land Pride box blade with teeth for $13,595, minus a $1,500 cash rebate and a $1,500 two-implement rebate. Pay cash of $10,595 and have it delivered today. Build your own package deal with the help of the Normanton Tractor team. And don't forget, Normanton Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your new tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normanton Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normanton Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normanton Tractor in Normanton, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normantontractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normanton Tractor. Nobody.
Well, on a Wednesday, I always like to give you a little bit of good news, and that's exactly what I have here for you in today's bit of info. I'm Brad Mitchell. In El Paso, a kid named Drew Frank recently turned 13. He asked people to only give him money like, you know, most kids would do at his bar mitzvah. But check out what he did with it. Drew ended up with over 25 grand from his bar mitzvah, and his plan all along was to give it to charity. How awesome is that? He got together with a nonprofit called the Braden Avowed Memorial Foundation, which gives new shoes to underprivileged kids. $25,000 was enough to buy 800 pairs of Nikes. About 400 of them went to kids at an elementary school in El Paso. The rest are going to kids at an orphanage and a transitional living center for women and children. Now, the hashtag #JustDrewIt has been going viral. Obviously, it's a takeoff of Nike's Just Do It slogan, and it's inspiring other people to donate. If you want to help out, just go to BradenAbowed.com. Drew told the local news he didn't like seeing kids who had to wear old hand-me-down shoes, and he wanted to use all that birthday money to do something nice for them. Good job, Drew. Yet another kid who proves that there's hope for the upcoming generations. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is a bit of info.
There you go. Good morning. That is good news. 627, let's do weather, brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. With two-way radios and paging service, called Skyline Communications, 775-2929. Going to be nice today. Well, it's going to get a little windy later on today, but a high temperature about 66 with lots of sunshine, but winds up to maybe 20 miles an hour. Tonight, 39. Going to be the coldest night so far in quite a while. 66 again tomorrow, then we're down to 46. Then rain starts moving into the forecast on Friday, 30% during the day, 70% on Friday night, and then a high of only about 60 on Saturday and a high of about 55 on Sunday. Chances of rain Saturday, 80% during the day, 70% on Saturday night, and then Sunday we're looking at 50% during the day. Right now, winds out of the north at 9. We've got fair skies. It's 49.
Brian Broadcasting encourages you to go local by supporting our local businesses. When you shop, live, look, and dine locally, your tax dollars stay right here in the Brazos Valley, helping provide the services that make Bryan College Station a great place to live. You also help businesses grow, providing more jobs. Brian Broadcasting and Pet Supplies Plus, What's the Buzz, and the Chocolate Gallery featuring Sienna's Cakes all remind you to go local.
In a lot of kids' sports today, everyone's a winner and no one keeps score. Well, the kids keep score. I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
Licensed in all states, product availability varies. Agents may be compensated on enrollment.
The new enrollment period for Medicare just started a few days ago, and a lot of our listeners aren't sure they've got the right plan or feel that they're paying too much. That's why we have a special guest here today to explain it all. Mike Stahl from Health Markets, a national organization that helps folks find Medicare coverage. Welcome, Mike. How you doing?
I'm great, Larry. Thanks. For your listeners, Health Markets offers a free service with access to thousands of Medicare plans nationwide to help folks maximize their benefits and save money. With the Medicare enrollment deadline only weeks away, it's important to act now.
Senior VP of Health Markets, Mike, thank you so much. Now, obviously, when it comes to Medicare, it's really important that folks have the right plan for them. Tell our listeners how they can receive free help from Health Markets.
With so many Medicare options, it can be confusing. Don't go it alone. Get free, unbiased help for a plan that may cost less, cover more, and give you more choices. For free Medicare assistance, go to healthmarkets.com or call 800-792-8173. That's 800-792-8173. 800-792-8173.
A lot of the competition has been taken out of kids' sports. Everyone's a winner, and no one keeps an official score.
But the kids keep score. They all know. And actually, the sort of illusion that everybody wins is really kind of troubling to kids.
Ashley Merriman, co-author of the book Top Dog.
Kids know when they're doing badly, and to tell them it's great is really just as much of a problem as the kid who hit the home run and doesn't get any credit for that either. Because what kids need to do is develop a sense of agency. And agency is the psychological construct that I trust my opinion. And if you have kids who say, wow, I really did terribly at baseball today, and everyone said, no, you did great, I can't trust myself.
Competition is part of human nature, and Ashley says you really cannot engineer it out of children's lives.
The researchers say that you can eliminate competition all you want, and that works until they're three. But from three on, they are hyper aware of who's the best reader in class, who's the best athlete.
If you have any doubts that human beings are competitive by nature.
One of my favorite studies, they actually timed people leaving parking spaces in an Atlanta shopping mall, and it's not your imagination. If someone knows you're waiting, they take longer to leave. The idea that they have to give their spot to you means they stay longer because they want it more.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 49 degrees. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Efforts to provide more workforce training in Brazos County was updated yesterday by a committee of the Research Valley Partnership Economic Development Agency.
Co-chairman Ivan Olson says the committee is waiting for financial records from Blinn College to find out how much it would cost to buy Blinn's Brazos County operations. That's after learning most of what Blinn offers is in Brenham and Schulenburg.
And I think that's going to be the best for Brazos County, and hopefully when they get their check, best for Washington County as well.
Olson says Blinn can and is blocking the committee's attempt to consider bringing in Waco-based Texas State Technical College.
That requires the cooperation from Blinn, and at this point that's not been acceptable. TSTC is one that's well known and well respected in a lot of these courses, and we feel like that's a very viable option that we will explore.
While the committee waits for Blinn to fulfill an open records request filed by the city of Bryan, the committee continues to collect petition signatures. Olson says they have 5,500, just past the halfway point of the minimum, and a third of their goal.
It doesn't put any financial burden on them to sign that petition. And for us to be reaching second base in this endeavor, we need to get this done.
The committee has a month to finish the petition drive. Petitions and more information is available online at BrazosTalentInitiative.org. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
At the same time a white nationalist speaker is appearing in Texas A&M's Memorial Student Center, President Michael Young invites those on and off campus to be inside Kyle Field to exercise their disgust with the speaker's reprehensible positions. The Aggies United event will take place next Tuesday night from 6 until 9. In a news release, Young says he is, quoting, truly heartened by the clear message that the Aggie community is sending in reaction to this intrusion. The firm resolved to speak up in opposition to these views, the resounding affirmation that they do not represent the Aggie values we espouse and to which we aspire, and the call to action to reject these views. Young says barring a breach of contract and or unresolvable safety concerns, there are no plans to ban Richard Spencer from using the room rented by a private citizen. The president added, again quoting, freedom of speech is a First Amendment right and a core value of this university, no matter how odious the views may be. The president's statement in its entirety is available online at WTAW.com. Texas A&M has paid the Environmental Protection Agency $61,000 and took steps to correct hazardous waste violations that happened several years ago. The EPA's Dallas office this week announced the settlement involving A&M's Geochemical and Environmental Research Facility, which is located across Graham Road from Cypress Grove Intermediate School. The EPA finished an investigation in May that determined between 2011 and 2013 A&M failed to notify regulators. It was generating more than 220 pounds of hazardous waste a month, which exceeded the maximum allowed by the facility's permit. EPA also announced settlements with A&M system facilities in Amarillo, Weslaco, and Commerce, along with Baylor and TCU. According to the EPA, all six institutions agreed to voluntarily provide additional records for further analysis by the federal agency. There is new leadership on the Bryan School Board at the end of a special meeting Monday night. Following an executive session, Trey Moore was elected president, Mark McCall vice president, and Felicia Benford as secretary. Before that, the board met with consultants hired to assist in the superintendent search. Marion Strauss of the Texas Association of School Boards, who is a former superintendent, told the board earlier this month that now is a good time to do a search.
Allows the new superintendent to build the budget for 17-18, there's lots of important things going on. The more involved they're going to be, especially in the hiring process for the next school year.
The board's draft timeline is conducting interviews in February with the possibility of voting on a sole finalist in late March. A College Station convenience store clerk was not injured after they were robbed at gunpoint yesterday morning. Police report the holdup was shortly before 10:30 at the Valero on Harvey Road across the street from Sonic. An undisclosed amount of money was taken by a white man believed to be in his mid-20s. Cemetery thieves in the Waco area stole $50,000 worth of bronze vases from graves.
Robinson police say the thieves took dozens of the vases from Waco Memorial Cemetery. The vases are worth about $700 each. Investigators say the thieves are likely selling them to scrap metal buyers. The cemetery issued a statement that reads in part, they'll be contacting all the affected lot owners and will be offering a replacement vase at no charge to the family. Kelly Weiss, TSN News.
And an Austin City Council member wants to look at how the city selects speakers for the invocations that start out all council meetings. Ellen Troxclair says her research shows the group Satanic Temple, which had been scheduled for this week's invocation, is not a religious group, but claims to worship something called the Flying Spaghetti Monster.
Purposefully goes around to cities trying to get on the invocation list, and if they're denied, then they seek to file a lawsuit.
Troxclair says the group is a political group, and she wants to address the invocation policy to observe true religious diversity. WTAW News Time is 6:37. It's 49 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour or online at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At CHI St. Joseph Health, we believe that the relationship between a doctor and a patient should be just that, a relationship. So when 9 out of 10 patients rated our physicians as excellent in a recent survey, we know the reason. Because when we focus on the little things, it makes the biggest difference in your care. Schedule your appointment today at chistjoseph.org. Results based on HealthStream survey of CHI St. Joseph Health patients collected between April and June 2016.
Join us at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum on December the 1st at 7 p.m. to light the center's community Christmas tree. Modeled after the tree lighting ceremony that takes place annually on the White House grounds, the ceremony will include musical entertainment, a celebrity guest tree lighter, and a public reception. Throughout the month, people are encouraged to take their family pictures in front of the beautifully decorated tree. For more information, visit bush41.org and click on the Events tab.
Your company's copiers and printers are essential to employee productivity. Don't lose valuable time due to unreliable office equipment. CTWP is the Brazos Valley source for digital office products. CTWP carries a full line of black and white and color multifunctional imaging systems from the best equipment manufacturers in the world. And we provide reliable service and support for all of our products. Keep your business running smoothly with CTWP. Call 979-779-2998 or visit ctwp.com. Today.
In today's world, everyone needs internet. Parents use the internet for banking, shopping, email, planning the next trip to the Magic Kingdom, or one of the great state parks in Texas. Kids and teens need the internet for homework, the latest video game, and listening to their favorite radio station. The professionals at Starfire offer super fast high-speed internet with unlimited data usage available in the city or country. Starfire also offers Dish Network or DirecTV with packages starting as low as $39.99 per month. If you are looking for high-speed internet and great television programming with local, professional installation at the best possible prices, call Starfire today. Go ahead, make the comparison to your current cable and internet bill and give Starfire a call today. 979-776-2215. That's 979-776-2215. Serving the Brazos Valley since 1984. Starfire.
Hi, this is Debbie Lewis. I have a show on Sunday mornings that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness, sponsored by College Station Medical Center, focuses on local doctors, healthcare providers, and wellness experts from right here in the Brazos Valley. This Sunday morning at 8, I'll be speaking with Dr. Reese and how he can help our aging smile. The Down Syndrome Society and Christine McDonald from the Med Senior Circle is with us. Listen Sunday mornings at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
Well, it's 6:40. Let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair. For more than 30 years, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Sunshine and cooler for today. Cold front has moved out of the state. We'll have breezy conditions today. We're around 65 this afternoon. Should be clear and cool tonight. Lows near 40. A few of us may dip down into the 30s. High pressure's in control tomorrow. It's sunny and it's milder. Temperatures are going to make their way up to about 65 to 70 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, we're partly cloudy, lows near 45, clouding up with showers and storms Friday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, University of Houston's Board of Regents Chair Tillman Fertitta had some strong words for the Big 12 about Texas's decision to hire Tom Herman. We'll hear from him. Meanwhile, the Rutter Rangers will be looking for a new head coach as Will Compton has stepped down from the position. We'll get his statement on that. The A&M women's basketball team hosts its popular elementary school day today as they take on Southern Cal. We got audio from Coach Gary Blair on the event. And in the NBA, the Spurs were on a 9-game win streak, but the Magic brought that to an end. Meanwhile, the Rockets fell to the Jazz in Salt Lake City. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you are. So, let me see. This Donald Trump guy, he apparently is going to do a thank you tour. He's going to visit some states and thank them for electing him president. So, there you are.
You're welcome, sir.
Yes.
By the way, you're okay.
It's all right. We can handle that. So apparently the first trip they're making is they're going to go to Indianapolis because Mike Pence is from mm-hmm. Indiana. And they're going to appear tomorrow at the Indianapolis factory to announce a deal with the company to keep about 1,000 jobs in the state. That was one of the things that Trump would talk about as he would campaign around the nation, is that we were losing jobs to other countries, and so because that's happening, so mm-hmm. we got that going on. Now, again, Mr. Trump has been in business for a long time, and he has a lot of business holdings all over the country. One of the things that he did when he started running for president was he actually took the media on a tour of some property that he is leasing that used to be a post office in Washington, D.C.
Huh.
Well, now a law professor at George Washington University says once Donald's sworn into office on the 20th, the lease of the federal post office, home of the D.C. Trump International Hotel, will become illegal. So,
ooh.
Yeah.
The Trump Organization has a 60-year, $180 million deal with the Government Services Administration to lease Washington's historic post office pavilion, home to Trump International Hotel, D.C. As president, Mr. Trump will have the authority to appoint a GSA administrator, virtually making him landlord of his own property. Democrats, including House Oversight Committee ranking member Elijah Cummings, are calling for an investigation into Mr. Trump's potential conflicts of interest. Committee Chair Republican Jason Chaffetz told Fox News, not so fast.
Give him a chance. He hasn't even been sworn in yet.
Mr. Trump has said he plans to let his children handle his business dealings. A spokeswoman at the GSA's Inspector General's office says she's not aware of any plans to investigate the post office pavilion lease. In Washington,
Yeah, what's her name?
Well, he tweeted this morning that he's going to be leaving his businesses in order to focus on running the country. Well, thank you. I appreciate that focus.
Thanks, Moshe. Go ahead. You know, it's
on
not
behalf
like,
of the rest of the country.
Yeah, it's not like you're a city council member where you have a real job and then you go and do this on the side. No,
right.
Going to do president on the side? No, it won't work.
But, I mean, but this is one of many conflicts of interest that, you know, they've brought up in the past few weeks now. And it's just like, I know they kind of brought that up during the campaign, but if they really wanted to stick it to him during the campaign, why didn't anybody bring those up? You know, because they're all over the place.
Because Hillary thought she was going
to
win.
That's true. Yep. Yeah, she thought she didn't have to try.
Didn't think she needed to do
plot
that.
Plot twist.
Yep, yeah. Could bring the JV in and win that
Plus,
one.
Plus, if his kids are running it, it's not like he's not going to have influence on it. You know, it's not like, I'm turning it over my kids. I'm never going to hear about it. Yeah, right.
Well, again, we're talking, he bought 13 companies in Saudi Arabia, okay? That's going to bring money into that country. Now, you think when they're negotiating governmental stuff, that's not going to be at least remembered? Just kind of remembered. So we'll see. Anyway, he continues to come up with folks for his cabinet.
Mm-hmm.
We got, let me see. Here we go. Here's kind of a report of the whole thing.
President-elect Trump choosing Georgia Congressman Tom Price to oversee the nation's health care system. Price is a big critic of Obamacare, so this signals Mr. Trump's intentions to live up to his campaign pledge to replace the Affordable Care Act. And former Labor Secretary Elaine Chao, who is the wife of Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, is his choice to lead the Transportation Department. And Fox News has learned that Mr. Trump has settled on billionaire businessman Wilbur Ross as his pick for Commerce Secretary in New York.
Yeah, whatever. And amazing. Isn't it interesting that the wife of the Senate Majority Leader is in the cabinet of Donald Trump? Oh, wait a minute. She was in the cabinet of Bush 43. She was an undersecretary in the cabinet of Bush 41.
It's like they're not even hiding it.
What are the chances of that happening?
Oh, and then the other guy, the commerce guy, you know, being a big Wall Street guy.
Yeah.
Come on. Drain the swamp.
Shock, isn't it?
His name's Wilbur.
I think he mixed up his slogans.
His name's Wilbur.
I think it was make the swamp swampier again.
Yeah, Chelsea goes, oh, we got a guy named Wilbur in the
He's a billionaire.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Cool. Okay. He's like that pig from
Charlotte's Web.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Anyway, House Democrats today will decide whether or not Nancy Pelosi will continue to be their minority leader, or it will be Ohio Congressman Tim Ryan, which, again, as we've talked about, if it's two Ryans, that's going to be really confusing.
Ryan.
So we'll see how that works out. Anyhow, the 43-year-old Ryan is projecting confidence as he goes into the election, which will be held at 8 o'clock local time this morning, saying that he's encouraged by support from colleagues. Well, of course, what else would he say? He appeared on MSNBC yesterday. He said, if we want to make a big play in 2018, you know, we got to change the coach, and the coach isn't winning. As much as it pains me to say it, we have to get a new coach.
Okay.
Way to go.
I can deal with the analogy.
Sure, exactly.
Like
and that's what he's doing. He's trying to do that so people understand. Okay, so let's say you want to go to the inauguration of the new president.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Variety reports you got to pony up $1 million.
Ooh.
Yeah.
But for the money, you get 4 tickets to the leadership luncheon. That's an event with cabinet appointees and House and Senate leaders. You get 4 tickets to an intimate dinner with Vice President-elect Mike Pence and his wife. Quick, what's his wife's name? We have no idea, right?
No clue.
It's Karen. Okay, so now you know.
Karen.
Okay.
Dinner with Karen.
Yeah.
Okay.
You get 8 tickets to the ladies' luncheon, which is an opportunity to meet the ladies of the first families. So the Trumpets. Is that it?
The Trumpets.
Yeah. 8 tickets to the victory reception, billed as a victory reception. 8 tickets to a candlelight dinner with appearances by the Trumps and the Pences, 8 tickets to the inauguration concert, and fireworks on the National Mall, and 8 tickets to the inaugural parade, and premier access to a black tie inaugural ball.
Okay, so it's $1 million, but yeah, it's a lot of people splitting that $1 million.
Yeah, it's a bunch of stuff.
By the way, no hotel rooms included.
Of course. But you can stay at the Trump Towers.
Sure, you could do that.
Or hotel, and he won't make any money off of that because, of course, he's
divesting himself of all that.
Uh-huh. Right.
The kids are just going to run that.
Exactly. Yeah.
I'm speaking with Ron Smith at Aggieland Carpet One. Ron, there are a lot of finishes on hardwood floors now. What are our choices?
Well, we've got the traditional polyurethane aluminum oxide type finishes that are extremely durable, but we also have something that's being used more and more, which is oil finishes. They can be repaired quite easily and still be very durable. Come in to Aggieland Carpet One today and help us make your house a home.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
It's that time again, Producers Expo 2016, Saturday, December 3rd from 8 till 2. Super one-day specials on a variety of products for the farm and ranch. Great door prizes and CEUs for your private applicator's license. Plus valuable information on animal health, fencing, ag equipment, tack, and many other topics from the experts who will be on hand. So mark your calendars and make plans to attend Producers Expo 2016 on Saturday, December 3rd. Producers on Texas Avenue, one block north of Highway 21 in Bryan, where you can find everything ag and no membership is necessary.
Gardeners focus rather specifically once temperatures start to fall. Nurseryman and garden talk show hosts will concur. You can boil the most frequently asked questions down to a precious few this time of the year. The most asked questions of the fall. That'll be the subject of our program today. I'll be back with details right after this message. Homegrown goodness, that's what Mueller is all about. They've been producing quality steel buildings and metal roofing right here in Texas for more than 80 years. Now you can grow a Mueller greenhouse right in your own backyard. They're easy to assemble. Bolt-together greenhouses come in 4 sizes, from 6x9 to 12x18 feet. They feature a galvanized steel frame and more than 30 designer trim colors from which to choose. With hail-resistant polycarbonate panels, a lockable walk-in door, and windows, a Mueller greenhouse will let the sun shine in while protecting your plants year-round. Get a head start on spring. Don't let the winter chill destroy what you've worked hard to grow all season. Get a homegrown product from a Texas-grown company. Visit them online at MuellerInc.com or give them a call today at 877-2-MUELLER. That's 877-2-MUELLER or MuellerInc.com, MuellerInc.com. So I'm dealing with the frequently asked questions of the fall. I'll start with this one. How can I get my banana tree through the winter? Most banana plants will survive most winters in much of the state of Texas. You might surmise from that comment that there are no guarantees, and I'll guarantee that's correct. However, your best course would be to let the frost kill your plant to the ground and then cover it with several inches of leaves as a mulch. Keep them covered with the mulch all winter. They should come back next spring. What do I do with my caladiums now that their leaves have died back to the ground? Well, the short and best answer is to let them freeze and go away. They are quite difficult to store successfully. However, if you want to try, and everybody tries once, dig them at once, let them dry for several days in the garage. Do not wash the soil from the tubers. Dust them with a fungicide, and then layer them in shallow boxes filled with dry perlite or dry sawdust. Store them indoors at 65 degrees until April. Many will come back, although with smaller leaves. It's a lot of work for not much result. Can I keep my tropical hibiscus and bougainvillea in the garage over the winter? Well, my opinion is no, it's too cold and too dark in there. If you're going to save them, they're going to require greenhouse-like conditions. That would be full sun and 60 or 65 degree weather. If you have a sunroom that will accommodate them, go for it. Otherwise, and nurseries sell them every spring, it might be better just to buy new ones. How many of my annual flowers will reseed or overwinter and come back next spring? Well, the heirloom reseeding types will come back. However, hybrid varieties should not be allowed to germinate and grow the following year. Oh, yeah, they're going to make seed, but that seed will not come true. If you bought a named variety of annual flower at a garden center, or if it came in a 4 or 6 inch pot and had a color tag with it, chances are quite good that's a hybrid variety that will not come back from seed. What do I do with my mums now that they've finished flowering? Well, you cut the dead flowers and their stems back to within about an inch or two of the ground. You'll see next year stems sprouting out at the bases. They'll survive the winter just fine. Tidy the plants up. They'll take it from there. When can I prune my shrubs and trees? Well, I would suggest waiting until mid to late winter, certainly until after you've had one hard freeze. That's critical. I'm Neil Sperry, the Majesty of Live Oaks in our next Plant Talk, Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. It's 6:54. Texas A&M University and the University of Miami have agreed to a home-and-home football series in 2022 and 2023. Texas A&M Director of Athletics Scott Woodward said, quote, Texas A&M and Miami are two of the premier tradition-rich and storied football programs in the country. The Hurricanes will come to Aggieland on September 17, 2022, and the Aggies will return to Miami on September 9, 2023. Elsewhere in college football, a double overtime classic has Ohio State sitting pretty in the new college football playoff rankings, while Michigan is on the outside looking in entering the final weekend. The Buckeyes' thrilling victory at home on Saturday kept Ohio State at number 2 behind top-ranked Alabama, but ahead of number 3 Clemson and number 4 Washington. Meanwhile, Houston Board of Regents Chairman Tillman Fertitta had some strong words for the Big 12 in the aftermath of Texas's hiring of former Cougars coach Tom Herman.
I truly don't know what they were thinking, other than maybe just poor lack of leadership, that somebody said, let's do this, the commissioner. And you know, when I knew we were in trouble, there were 3 presidents that were on the committee, and when we went to the interview, they weren't even part of the interview process.
Fertitta also called the Big 12's expansion vetting process, quote, a sham. Houston was considered one of the top candidates to be added to the conference if the Big 12 moved forward with expansion. In Waco, Baylor officials are expected to focus their search for a new football coach on California's Sonny Dykes after SMU's Chad Morris elected to remain with the Mustangs on Tuesday, according to sources close to the search. Dykes has a 19-30 record in 4 seasons at California, including a 5-7 mark this past season. In high school football, Will Compton is stepping down as head football coach and athletic coordinator of the Rutter Rangers. Here's Compton.
You know, me and my wife and kids, we spent a lot of time thinking and reflecting after the season was over with, and just spent a lot of time praying that, you know, the direction that our program is going, am I the guy to get them over that hump? Am I the guy to lead them there? And, you know, it just started coming more clear to us that we truly believe that Rutter's going to turn the corner and Rutter's going to ultimately have the success on the football field that has been won. It just one of those things where I didn't feel like I was going to be that guy that's going to be able to get them there.
In 3 seasons, the Rangers went 6-24 under Compton, including 2-8 in 2016. Bryan School District Athletic Director Lance Angel emphasized that the decision to step down was made by Compton and his family, not by the Bryan School District. In A&M basketball, the number 25 women's team hosts its popular elementary school day today at 11 a.m. as Southern Cal comes to visit. Nearly 5,000 school children from across the Brazos Valley will be in attendance. Here's Coach Gary Blair.
I like 11 o'clock games when it's elementary school day because with those kids coming, that's what it's all about. It's not just about the 2 teams that are playing. It's about the elementary kids that are coming, and they're getting a chance to maybe see Reed Arena for the first time. Some of them, Texas A&M for the first time.
Again, the game today is at 11 a.m. Pregame will be at 10:45, and you can catch it on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. In the NBA,
Payton with a handle over to Ibaka. 19-footer left side, nothing but the bottom for Serge Ibaka. Clutch shooter, big shot there. He's got 16 to lead the Magic scoring.
Serge Ibaka scored 18 points, and the Orlando Magic took advantage of sloppy play by San Antonio in a 95-83 win over the Spurs. The Spurs' winning streak was ended at 9. Meanwhile, in Salt Lake City,
George Hill swings to the right corner. Ingles drives the baseline, bounces back to Hill. Underhand scoop to Hayward, right side 3. Got it. The Jazz have 14 threes tonight, and Gordon Hayward chalks up another 3 points.
Gordon Hayward scored 31 points for a season high, and the Utah Jazz down the Houston Rockets 120-101 for their 4th straight win. James Harden scored 26 points for the Rockets, but was just 8 of 23 from the field. Harden also had 7 assists. Eric Gordon scored 24 points off the bench. And in Austin, police are looking into a man's claim that former Browns quarterback Johnny Manziel punched him and broke his nose. Manziel is due in court later this week as he also seeks dismissal of a domestic violence charge. And that's a look at your sports update brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Oh, it was working so well right up until then. I mean, it almost sounded like a live radio show, didn't it? Okay, all right, let's try this and see if it works. All right, let's do the weather since the computer doesn't want to cooperate. And we are going to have a change in the forecast. Look for a high temperature today. It's going to be all right, 66, but it's going to get windy. So later on today, not going to feel so good because those winds are going to be coming out of the north. And then we've got a weekend that's going to be plenty wet too. Look for, a high temperature tomorrow, which will be passable fair, but we're going to talk about a low of probably 39 tonight and a low of 46 on Thursday, and then a 70% chance of rain on Friday night, 80% Saturday during the day, and 70% on Saturday night. Right now we're looking at 49 out there.
Deals are cropping up at Normanton Tractor. That means up to $4,500 in rebates on Kubota tractors, RTVs, and mowers. And get lower prices and larger cash rebates, zero down financing, zero APR on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501 F25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor. 5 foot Land Pride shredder, 5 foot Land Pride box blade with teeth for $13,595, minus a $1,500 cash rebate and a $1,500 two implement rebate. Pay cash of $10,595 and have it delivered today. Build your own package deal with the help of the Normanton Tractor team. And don't forget, Normanton Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your new tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normanton Tractor ask, why buy used when you could buy new with payments as low as these? Normanton Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normanton Tractor in Normanton, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normantontractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normanton Tractor. Nobody.